from the Triple M Studios. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
And our final recap of our favourite callers from 2021 on the Marty Shergold Show.
As we prepare for 2022.
When?
Is now.
And are we back on what date?
Oh, January 17th.
Correct.
Well done.
God, we're
next
good.
Monday. This Monday coming.
Yes. But depending when you're listening, it could have been.
It could be Saturday. It could have already gone.
It could be September of 2023 and you're listening to this.
Wow. If you're listening in September of 2023, let us know.
That would be
on the Laws Line, 0457 0551 0551.
Hopefully it's still up by then. Hey. We'll be in our new studios by then.
Oh my gosh. We're getting new studios this year. Middle of the year.
June.
We had a little tour the
it
other
was
day.
Wonderful.
It was wonderful.
Basketball court.
Important for a radio station.
There was a bullet hole through one of the windows, which I wasn't.
Are we talking about that?
That was alarming.
That was alarming.
What?
Yeah.
We don't know it's a bullet hole, do we?
Well,
what else?
It was a tiny hole, and then the whole window had shattered out like that.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
I hope it was a nail gun.
From two stories below.
Matt,
I don't know.
You dug this hole.
Trying to find a silver lining here.
Who have we got first?
We are recapping our favourite callers from last year. It's the Marty Shergold Less Show, by the way. Troy and Marty aren't here, if you're wondering why you haven't heard their voices yet. It's Matt, Will, Lauren and Crumpets in the studio. And we are starting with what can be described as a very famous fart. This is quite recent. It was on the 8th of November. And here is how it sounded.
Okay, so back in 96, I worked in the city in a courier company.
Sorry, John.
Double story.
It's just 96. You've remembered the year of the fart. Do you know what I mean? It's like the Chinese calendar. I'm just enjoying it with you, John.
It's still spoken to about to this day. People still speak about it.
Sure.
I cocked my leg and let the biggest one go. Yeah. Went up, saw the boss, came back down, and the whole building was evacuated.
Really, John?
I swear on my son's life, and people were going to walk in the building, and other people were out the front saying, don't dare go in there, it's rotten.
Flip, are you verifying John's account of the great fart of 96?
I am 100% verifying the great fart of 96, which pretty much smelt like a four-day-old rotten possum.
Oh, no!
The old rotten possum dropped out of John's bum.
I wonder if they're still friends.
So back in 96.
I wonder if they're still friends. Like, I wonder if John and Flip still know each other or they haven't seen each other since, like, 98 and he just was like, hey, I was there that day. I'm going to call up.
Okay, strap yourselves in because now it's time to listen to a famous call, The Alien.
Oh God.
I was late night after the nightclub. The young lady and I were, you know, in the throes of passion.
Sure.
And she was attempting the alien on me.
The alien. I don't even want to know what that is, Mark, unless you tell me it's appropriate.
Oh, well, you know the old, in the Sigourney Weaver movie where the alien jumps on the face?
Oh my God.
I should have known.
Yep. I should never have asked.
Let's just park that.
Even after all of my years, Mark.
I should never have asked that question.
I did wonder why you're asking that question.
I don't know. I was intrigued because I reckon I've heard most things. But the alien was one I hadn't heard. Okay, Mark, what then happened?
Well, I couldn't see the lights flick on.
Yeah.
And my mum had
because burned. You're conducting the alien.
Yes. So mum flies in because she's got this great news. She's won the raffle.
Yeah.
And a car.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
So the young lady, she's like, Mark. She runs, goes in. The lady spins around and is like a gazelle being chased like a lion.
Yeah.
And it's like you guys were talking the other day. Mm. Broke my nose as she dismounted.
Two and one.
How did you break your nose?
Yeah, my mum looks at her and goes, hello, Vanessa.
What?
What? So she knew the girl that you'd taken home from the nightclub.
She interviewed her for a job on the Friday.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
Oh, wow.
There's so much going on.
Yeah. So this mum sends around and goes, well, that's way to get the position. I think I'll have to hire you.
And gives her the job based off her...
And this girl remained a family friend with my mother up until the day she died about 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Who died, Vanessa or your mum?
Yeah, well, no, my mum. My mum passed away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so Vanessa was, and I hadn't seen Vanessa in 30 years. And the day I flew back up to see my mum because she was in palliative care.
Right.
Vanessa walks out and she called her son Weaver.
Weaver?
Quiet.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, oh my God.
No joke.
No,
this, no, and my, and this is famous in Townsville.
Yeah, I'm sure yeah, it is. Yeah, did you do the alien with her all those years later?
No, no. I kind of met a husband and met a son and a daughter and kind of walked away really quietly.
Yeah, of course. Right? You knew too much about her, Mark.
We know too much about that.
What a call.
That had everything.
Yeah. Didn't it?
What was the question? Did your parents walk in on you?
It must have been, because it could have been one of 10 different questions.
How did you break your nose? What's famous in
what
Townsville?
What are the chances?
Yeah.
What do you call when someone's sitting on your face?
Oh, no, hang on. It says here, we asked for calls about where you'd been caught in the act.
Right. Huh.
And then we very well may have gotten the best call of the year.
In the history of Triple M, perhaps,
I don't believe the Weaver
stunning.
Bit. I just don't believe that
you
called her son
the
Weaver.
Weaver bit. Oh, I do. Now, this is just a nice short one after that.
All right.
Sure. Long epic.
What did you want to tell us, Luke?
A while ago, I had pains and I thought I had, what is it, pancreatitis or whatever they call it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So I got rushed up to Ballarat Hospital and found out I was just full of shit.
Good.
Good.
Troy, well done.
Good.
We've had a call from Luke from Little River already.
That's what I said.
Started his podcast with it.
Yeah, was that the very first call we did for our recap?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
How lovely.
Because I did say I'm recognising the name Luke from Little River. I reckon he's just a good storyteller, a good ocker bloke.
That was just a funny joke.
Yeah.
He was just full of shit.
Now the shoe is on the other foot with this next caller, our second last one for our recaps.
Right.
And this caller, I don't know his name yet. We'll find out when we play the clip. He actually decided to wrap up Marty.
Oh.
And so this is what it sounded like when someone else has somewhere to be.
What are you doing for a living?
Doing roof plumbing and a bit of cladding insulation.
Oh, nice work. Okay. So you'll love a whiskey after work.
Oh, yeah, you bet,
Oh, yeah. Head down to that beautiful Hillsville Hotel.
Yeah, it's a nice place in there. Like, I love it.
Yeah, got the larder there. It's very nice. Did a stand-up show there years ago.
Cheers for that, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, mate, thanks for giving us the winder.
Launching into a reminiscing down memory lane.
To be fair to Ash, I think it was very boring what Marty was doing. Stand-up show down there once. Thanks for that, guys. So had he just won I Wake Up With Marty?
Yeah.
Must have. The whiskey decanter.
Oh, was it the whiskey decanter? Mm. Nice.
Oh, hilarious.
We've had some great prizes for I Wake Up With Marty.
No, it's coming back in a different format this year.
That's right.
That's right. And finally, before our return on January 17, live to the airwaves, live local and loving it across Melbourne, we wanted to provide a bit of inspiration for future callers.
Yes.
Because we want everyone to emulate the spirit of Ash.
Yes.
And this is Ash, another Ash, one of our favourite callers from the year.
Ash in Sylvan.
Hello.
G'day, Ash. How are you going?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Have you ever been run over?
I did. I was growing up around the foot of the Mount Dandenong Ranges and decided one day to ride me treadly up the mountain. I built myself up for a couple of weeks to do so.
I bet you did.
I did. It was a big effort. And then got about a quarter of the way up and there was a car pull up out of an intersection and what I thought was them waiting for me to pass. Took me about 10 seconds to get there.
Mm.
Next thing you know, she's planted it and just sent me flying over the bonnet, me screaming profanities in midair.
Mm.
Lucky enough, I have the reflexes of a cat and I've landed on my feet.
Well done. Wow. Literally then landed on your feet over the bonnet?
Yeah, did some sort of aerobic number and landed on my feet.
Unreal.
And then as I was screaming profanities through the air, I landed on my feet, looked through the window and seen there's a poor little old lady a little more scared than me.
So
I end up feeling bad out of the whole situation.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? Yeah, yeah. You feel bad and she could have killed you, Ash.
What a clear phone line.
Yeah, that was one of the best phone lines
really
in the history of radio.
And great pace.
In the next word.
Great pace.
Yes. I mean, that's how you tell a story.
That is kind of how you tell a story.
Give Ash a show bag for all of that.
Yeah, give Ash a show bag.
I mean,
if you're thinking of calling the show, try to remember the spirit of Ash when you get through to the studio.
The spirit of Ash is one of my favourite
Spirit
things.
Of Ash. That's all we ask of our callers, and we've had some wonderful ones for 2021. And we will have more.
This has been fun.
This has been fun.
We're back January 17. Mm-hmm. The whole crew, including Marty, everyone's favourite.
Yeah. Well, some people's favourite is Lauren.
Oh, you're starting the year like that.
I'll send that grab to Marty.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the first show meeting.
Lauren won't be joining us.
Yeah.
We'll be back soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Set your alarms, everyone. Set them now so you don't forget.
Good call.
Bye.